Hello, welcome back to another installment of Bluish Podcast. This is my first pod back from my Lenten hiatus. We have a couple bevs here today.
Izzy Sparkling Blackberry.
Wow, and milk, because that's how we get down here at Bluish Podcast. Romance. And we're not going to say the brand name because they're not paying us. Neither was Izzy, so we really shouldn't have said that. We have Milk's favorite cookie here. With a very nice, rich A2 cream on top milk. Okay, so I have here today, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, is my best friend, Essence. We grew up together. She's like my closest biracial friend. We grew up being two yellow bones in Oklahoma City with two black mothers. So tell me, what are you doing in Oklahoma City this week?
I'm just visiting, you know.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Come see you, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about the kids.
They're here too, but they're seeing their dad.
So tell us, you have two kids.
Yes, two kiddos, a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old.
They're the light of your life. So tell me, so you know what? We can roll straight into that. How old were you when you had your first baby?
Dang, just turned 17.
Oh my gosh, literally, like a few days apart.
3 days after my 17th birthday.
Wow. Oof. So how was that?
It was hard, but you know, we're here now.
We are.
We're here now, and I made it. I did. Trying to finish high school, working two jobs, being up. Mother life.
We were running around at 17 with a little baby. Yeah, grew up real quick. Me too.
She had him too.
I had him too. I was babysitting until he was coming with me too.
Man, yeah, that's crazy.
He's a great little baby. I'm telling you, these walls are thin.
We can hear the neighbors, and she has a brick house.
She's a brick house. So growing up, did you ever go to Sunday school and they gave y'all graham crackers and lemonade? All right.
We're going to start that over. And we're back.
Speaking of earring backs, do better, earring manufacturers.
One more time.
Manufacturers. Because all the new earrings that I have bought, I would say in the past year, the earring backs are loose, bro. Like, ran through loose. Why am I buying a new earring and my earrings are falling out? Why are the backs that loose? So you ran through.
Bad.
Anyway, growing up in Sunday school, they would give us like little graham crackers and lemonade. And I would dip my graham cracker in the lemonade and let it like soak in. It was so good. You ain't never did that?
No, because I had to sit by my mama during church. I couldn't go to Sunday school.
Oh, he was getting thumped.
Yeah. So my only snacks I had was
church candy. No. Nurse candy.
No, just, you know, we did communion.
Nobody had no peppermints in their purse?
Depends.
No butterscotches?
Mm-mm.
Now, I don't know if this
probably
is...
Probably peppermint. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a dream I had when I was a kid or if this actually happened, but I remember opening up my grandpa's briefcase, and it was full of butterscotch candies. Like, just a briefcase full of butterscotch candies.
Where was this at? Church?
No, in my grandpa's house. In his bedroom.
It's probably real.
Bro, because...
That's some old people shit.
But a briefcase full of butter, like, I mean, that's all that was in the briefcase.
Okay, it was probably a dream.
Probably a kid dream, like me as a kid dreaming of butterscotch.
Yeah.
But that's weird. I need to ask him, actually.
He might have one, though.
He might. There was a briefcase we couldn't find a key to.
Now, if there's butterscotch in there, bro, that's kind of crazy.
And I would still eat them 25 years later. Yep. So tell us, what was it like growing up biracial? Or multiracial. Actually, what is your ethnic background?
So for those that don't know, I am Filipino, black, and white. My biological mother is Filipino and white. My biological father is black.
I gotta cut that out.
No, leave that in.
No, I'll cut it out.
My great auntie, which is my mother that raised me from birth, was the black woman.
So you were adopted?
Yes.
Within the family?
Yes.
Okay.
Legally adopted.
Okay. Yeah.
She was older, so it was, you know, older black women was a little different.
So what's your earliest memory?
Of what?
Just life. Exactly. Like, can you recall your first memory ever?
Like, just growing up?
Yeah. Can you just think back, like, what is my earliest memory? Like, for me, I can imagine driving up to my preschool and seeing the church. I remember walking down this hall at my grandparents. I remember the first nightmare I had.
I would say one core memory. I have so many, but one that's, like, funny. If we're talking about, like, parent-wise, my mom had this old Honda two-door It was a bright pink. I have to find out
it
what.
It was pink?
Yes. I have to find out what kind of car it was.
It was probably a Civic two-door.
Girl, who knows? It was old school. Oh but it didn't have no AC in it. And it had the crank windows. And we would always be driving. And every time she hit that corner and swerved, that car seat.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. You remember leaning?
And I remember saying, wee.
That's actually really funny.
But now that I think about it, it makes me think, was it even buckled in?
Not likely. Well, I don't know how they made car seats back then. I remember doing that with Mari one time. We was leaving the mall. I looked in the back seat and he was...
Where's that?
He was at work.
My poor baby.
No, I felt so bad. He wasn't like hurt.
Just stuck
he was
there.
Just like leaning like this. I said, dang, I thought I had strapped in right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your adopted dad.
He came into my life when I was like 5, 6.
So he was, I thought they were dating the whole time.
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is new for me.
Mm-hmm. And I did not like that man. Not nothing like, nothing bad. Right. But it was just the fact that like, why is this man here with my mama? But then we went to Family Dollar one day and they had this little plushy bunny rabbit and he asked me if I wanted it. And that's how he won my heart.
That's how you get a girl. You just gotta buy her something nice.
Got my ass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And then he started cooking.
Went to ride horses, brought me all types of stuff. Four-wheelers, motorcycles. He treated me like a little boy, basically.
That came in handy, though, because you hard body, baby. This is the friend I call when I need some stuff taken care of.
Okay.
Yep. Because I'm polite, but I will say something, but, like, you will take it there instantly, whereas I'm like, okay, you're instantly ready.
That's good. I feel like we've always been, like, the opposite. Yeah.
Which is needed sometimes.
Yeah.
When we be eating... She sent back my food.
She won't do it.
I won't do it. I mean, I will. If it's something like, it's food, you know?
That you're paying for.
Yeah, but like.
But like, fix it. Fix it now.
So tell me, the past 5 years of your life from April 2020 to now, like what has been happening?
Oof. April 2020?
Uh-huh. Or whatever.
Okay. Like, yeah. 2020.
COVID hit.
I had a preemie baby, Dior. She was born in 2019, so like December.
Mm-hmm. She's supposed to be born in February.
Yeah, so that was kind of chaotic job-wise, going back and forth to the hospital. And then 2021, you know, that's when I lost my mom. And then things kind of just went downhill.
And you lost your dad?
No, I lost him in like 2014.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah, I lost him freshman year of high school.
Oh my, I feel stale.
You could.
Damn, take my friend card. But they both died in April. I think that's where my brain went. Because he died the day before his birthday, right?
Yes, April 21st. And then mom passed away April 18th. So same month, close to the same days, just years apart. And then, you know, people change when people pass. So family kind of got broken, stuff like that. But, you know, who needs them?
Who needs them when you got God?
Amen. But no, other than that.
So how have you navigated these waters with, like... little family support? What would you tell single mothers out there that don't have that support?
Sometimes all you have is you, honestly. And God, of course. But you can't really always depend on people.
Can you recall a time where you really thought something wasn't going to come through and then God came through really big and you was like, oh my gosh.
So I did a big move.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Washington State.
Mm-hmm. From Oklahoma.
Did a 32-hour drive with Miss Madison.
It was beautiful.
Luckily, we had a nice drive.
She drove most of the way. And tell her why.
Because I can't.
She hate when I drive. She hates it.
I can't do it.
Listen, I'm going to get us there. I'm going to beat the road up.
But it's the fact we had a U-Haul and we had a car attached to the back.
We would have been all right.
It was kind of rough, but we got through there. But yeah, I did a big move. And then cost of living and everything compared to Oklahoma and Washington State is a big difference. So I had a couple times whenever I was down bad. And that's what actually Madison was helping me like manifest things more so, just speaking of like things that I don't have, but to act like I have it. So I remember I was backed up on rent, like a good $600.
Woo.
And I had like a week to 2 weeks to figure it out.
I remember this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I kept saying every day, like, God, Thank you for my money that I'm receiving. Thank you for that $600 that I have. Thank you for helping me pay my rent on time. Thank you for this. Just thank, you know, just say, just speaking on it like that I had it. And literally every day there was something. I woke up one day and my account was in like the negatives and I just prayed about it. And then the next day I woke up and there was $260 in my account. Do I know how it got there? No. And then the next day somebody gave me money. And then the next day, because I think it was around my birthday, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It was close around my birthday. Mm-hmm. So it was like, dang, I had Mari's birthday coming up. I didn't do much for my birthday.
Yeah, Christmas before.
Christmas, Dior's birthday. So I was like, oh my gosh. But I got it. I got that $600.
I remember that was crazy.
It was crazy.
When you really trick your mind and like to believing that stuff, I don't know what the science is about. There's a science behind it, of course, but it can get tricky with religion.
Yeah.
People that are very religious. I don't know. I don't know how to say this concept, but like it's the same thing as God tells you it's already yours and his promises are true and all that. It's the same thing, but it's also if your brain has been programmed to believe that good things don't happen to you or you're always broke and all that stuff, it attracts that. So you have to work to be like, okay, this is God's promises. I gotta literally delusionally believe, okay, yeah. I'm a millionaire. And eventually it's likely to happen.
Yeah. Instead of saying like, oh, I'm broke.
We don't say we're broke. Mm-mm. We say we're in between blessings. We say we're managing our finances differently in this season. We say,
I just don't have it now.
We're adhering to the budget.
I'll have it tomorrow.
I have other financial priorities right now. Those are some options.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we don't say we're broke. Oh, no. We don't say we ain't got no money. We don't say we can't afford nothing.
We can afford it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. At some point, some way, somehow.
Yes.
Wow. So God's been coming through for you. She's in the dental world. She's living in Washington. She is just thriving.
Just living.
The kids love it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now I'm just here visiting.
Yeah.
Oh. I leave tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of happy.
I bet you are. Ready to get back. It's been almost a year now since you've been away.
April now, so yeah. May.
Yeah, literally next month. In like 2 weeks. It was like May 3rd.
Yeah, we got here around the 3rd or the 4th.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So we literally grew up in the same neighborhood. So we grew up always around each other. Especially when we got to high school, middle school, we were literally
always with each other.
Running around. She got me into a lot of stuff. This is my friend that was wilding. Between you and MJ, y'all was wilding. Y'all had me out wilding. Not in a bad way, but just like introducing me to things that I would have never did in my life.
We were always safe.
Yeah.
I made sure she was always good.
We'll leave that for speculation. And then when she had... I've always loved kids. Like, I was so happy when she had Mari. So, when she had Mari, I would literally be like, what y'all doing? I'm coming over. Every day. Just over there. So, her moving is, like, really, like, a big shock.
It did take a lot because going from seeing someone all the time, every day, calling and bothering you.
Mm-hmm. She just FaceTiming clean,
just
baby.
Just popping up. Couldn't do that. And then we're 2 hours, you know, time difference.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 2 hours behind.
I'll wake up at 5 in the morning. And he texts me. I'm texting her back. It's 3 a.m.
I'm like, what's going on?
Yep. And then you calling me at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm asleep.
Because it's 12. It's midnight. I'm like, dang.
Yeah. So.
But I'm here.
Yeah. It's been fun. I'm excited to go up to the Pacific Northwest a little bit more. I really loved that whole drive. I loved it. Like,
it was really
Oregon
pretty.
Was beautiful. Wyoming. Idaho, Montana. Oh, we didn't go to Montana. Wyoming. I loved Wyoming. I can't wait to get back. It was snowing in May. It was like, I didn't know that could happen.
We went through 3 seasons in like 12
hours. Yeah, we did. It was like super hot in Oklahoma, right? Or cold. No, it was super hot.
No.
It was cold in Washington. It was hot in Oklahoma.
We left early in the morning.
Baby girl, we left the sun was out.
Bro.
It was hot.
We left early in the morning. Did you remember that I had to go to the 7-Eleven?
Yes, but I remember us taking a picture in front of U-Haul while we was getting gas. It was light out.
But when was that?
I think it was like 7 a.m.
But like where?
Oklahoma? In Oklahoma. Because I remember us driving through Guthrie in the sun. I was like, oh. We ain't left until 4 a.m. I think it was closer to 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where we stayed the night at. I think, was it, the first one was in Wyoming? Because driving through Washington, we had to, that was a long, I think we stayed the night in Wyoming. And then we stayed.
Didn't we go to Salt Lake?
Oh, we did drive through Salt Lake City, but we didn't stay there.
We stayed nearby.
We stayed in Utah? Mm-hmm. I think we must have stayed in Oregon or something. I don't know. I have to go back and look through our Snap memories because I don't remember. I just remember staying in Cheyenne. And I was living my Cowboy Museum dreams, you guys. Like, when I worked at the Cowboy Museum, the National Cowboy Western Heritage Museum here in Oklahoma City, great place you should go visit. I fell in love with country music, like, so bad. So there's all these songs. Like, there's a song called Meet Me in Montana, and there's a song called I Can Still Make Cheyenne. So I'm just, the whole trip, I'm like, wow, I am living in a country song. I loved it.
You had fun with the songs.
I did. And then I love Yellowstone. So just being in that landscape, I was like, ooh. I'm gonna see a rip wheeler. I'm gonna shoot my shot. A black rip wheeler. If you know, you know. I'm open to whatever. But a black rip wheeler, baby. Have you seen Yellowstone?
No.
Oh my gosh. Rip wheeler is a man.
Let's see.
He is a man. He love his girl down, do anything for his girl, throw bodies over a quarry for his girl. Not that I want a man to do that, but, like, the way he just, and she just, he lets her be her. Like, she's an intense woman, okay. And he just alchemizes all of that intensity and just, like.
That's your man?
I mean, not the look. I mean, maybe. I just like the persona, the hard worker, the ambitious, the loyal, the ooh.
Oh, so is he dead?
No, he ain't dead. The show's over. They had the series finale. Him and Beth. Spoiler alert if you haven't finished. Him and Beth moved to a ranch, a different ranch. They sold Yellowstone. Moved, and they have a little boy. Well, he's not really little, but yeah. You want to talk about dating? What has your dating life been like? You can talk about past. You can talk about now. You can talk about what you want. You can talk about anything.
I'm going to keep my dating life maybe a little private for now. But I say to all the women, go live your life. I'm not saying go out and be a hoe. I'm saying
a Jezebel.
Don't do that. Don't be that Jezebel spirit. Don't be nasty. Be classy.
Be safe.
Be safe. Very safe.
Cause let me tell you, they shysty out here.
You can't trust them.
If you've been on Twitter recently. You would know. Ooh, baby.
Lord, can't trust
what
them.
What we seen on Twitter the other day, I might never talk to a man again. For real. That was some of the most diabolical stuff I ever seen in my life.
Don't do it.
Bro, that was crazy.
But have fun whenever one. Start messing up. Listen, pay attention to the flags.
Don't lie to yourself.
Yeah. A lot of times people, like, they put this, you know, the whole potential thing. Like, you see the potential.
Now, tell me, who is your ideal man? What are his qualities? That cookie is stuck in your throat. You're not dipping enough. Because why is mine? Oh, because I drank some. Okay.
Bro, because you spazzing. That cookie was soft.
Are you food shaming me?
Not at all. No judgment here. Someone that is God-fearing, loving, kind, ambitious, trustworthy, calm, not easily angered, that is leading, a leader
that provider. You can trust.
And I'm just saying provider, like, because people that go over people's head a lot. No, it's about the money.
You need to be bringing something to the table. Yeah, you need to be the main one bringing it.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. Anyway.
Thank you. See, this is why.
Because we deserve, as women, to rest in our feminine.
Yes. Like, I can actually say, I have been in my soft girl era. I have been. And it feels really good.
Yeah, you deserve it. Because you had to be so, just being a single mom and growing up quick, you've had to step into that masculine a lot.
Yeah.
You've had to kind of pick up some slack a little bit. And so you deserve to be able to rest a little bit, not feminine, and get into that softness, because you had to be doing it all.
Yeah. Taking out the trash, walking to get, like, take out the trash, go to the big dumpster. So ghetto.
Listen, we're praying for all the baby fathers out there. We love y'all.
That was a strong, strong word to use.
In Jesus' name. We love everybody.
We do.
We don't have to like them. We don't have to agree with how they live their life. But we do have to love them, because they're doing the best they can with the life that they have been given.
Yes, we pray for you guys.
We pray for you guys. We do. Do ya?
I do. Pray for a lot of people.
How about you? How is your dating life?
Oh, God. Who wasn't expecting that? My dating life is between me and God.
Amen.
I truly believe the enemy loves to work when you speak on things. And so I don't like to speak on stuff too much, because I do, but like, when it comes to love, it just seemed like, because the enemy knows, like, that's how you get people, is in the love department.
That, and to always speak out, I feel like the enemy can hear you. So as long as you can just say it to yourself.
Yeah.
Say it in your mind between you and God.
Until you really locked in with somebody and y'all are like this united force, y'all prayed up, y'all like doing it together. My stuff is staying so private. Like, y'all might not even know until I get married. And even then, y'all might not know. Y'all just gonna start seeing me with a ring on.
Yep.
Going out of bed to the courthouse.
Already.
Months ago.
I wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
She could be pregnant.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. Make sure that it is something worth portraying out into the world.
Yeah.
You know? So...
yeah.
And that's all I gotta say.
Okay.
But currently, who knows what I'm doing?
Who knows?
I forgot to tell you, guess what I have for lunch?
What? Was it bad?
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Where is it from?
Texas. This is my third time having church's chicken in a week. And I don't eat like this. This is another thing. She has a Taurus rising. Taurus love food. She leads her life with food. If the food ain't good, attitude. If there's not going to be food there, attitude. So for her, she comes into my life. I'm very minimalistic with food. I eat the same thing every day, literally.
Yes,
she does. I can eat the same thing every day. If my food ain't salty enough, I don't care. Like, I'm just like, oh, it's sustenance, whatever. She comes around, ate out so much this week, okay, so bad.
But that's only because Washington does not have the same food from home, okay? So, yes, we're going to eat out every day.
Yeah, I'm going to put my Cash App up, because, baby, the amount of money I done spent on food this week, we tore up churches the first time because we both hadn't had it in a while. She has one in Washington, but it's not really close. So, we're like, you know what? Let's go check it out. It's been a minute, because I've really been on a Popeyes kick the past few years. Baby. And we recorded it, too. I'm going to post that.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, my gosh.
That chicken.
That churches. And I'm going to tell y'all the one we went to. The one off of Britton and Penn. They don't play around.
Don't go to the one off Lincoln. If you do, you're dirty.
Wait till what I'm pinning, Britton.
Always good.
Crunchy, crispy, soft, tangy, salty.
With the mashed potatoes?
The mashed potatoes and gravy. I think poultry gravy is so dirty and nasty. But at that place.
And they got the instant potatoes.
Yeah, the powdered potatoes. Hey, but, and we got an extra side of gravy, because I've been seeing a Jollibee videos where they dip the chicken leg in the gravy. I said, oh my gosh, I gotta try it. It was so good. Oof. We got the spicy.
With the jalapeno.
We put honey on it. She eats jalapenos like it's candy. I care about my stomach.
Not that day. No, not that day.
No, she doesn't, because you know why? Tell them what we did the next day.
The next day, we went back to churches.
But what did we get?
We got the family meal.
Family pack, 10 piece, 2 large size, 5 biscuits.
And churches, let me tell you something. Change y'all mac and cheese recipe yesterday. Please. The nastiest, most diabolicalist.
It was her idea.
Because I'm thinking, okay, churches, y'all been hitting, you know, everything else. Them corn nuggets, the jalapeno poppers. The mac and cheese probably in it.
They need to probably add something new on the menu.
Some cream corn, something. But that mac and cheese.
pissed me off.
Oh my gosh. I'm not somebody that really critiques food negatively like that. Like, I'm very easy to please when it comes to food. I don't judge food that harshly, but that was bad. And I want to help them for free fix their recipe. So churches, call me, cause I get y'all right.
Yeah, it was not good. It was burnt.
I was mad. Like, I wish we would have got something else.
Them jalapeno poppers.
Them jalapeno poppers and corn nuggets. Them corn nuggets, it. And I don't even eat corn like that. What's the dirtiest thing you've ever done?
What do you mean?
Like, food-wise. What's the dirtiest thing you've ever ate that you were happy to eat? She's a noodle queen. Oh. We grew up, that's all we ate. Noodles and hot links at her house. And whatever it was on the stove. Sometimes it was a fried pork chop. Sometimes a hot link. Most of the time it was noodles that we ate. Because our parents, they was working. Sitting at the house.
There by ourselves.
And she's so damn nasty with it, bro. She'll put ranch in there, hot sauce.
Keep going.
Freaking Heinz 57.
You're pushing.
Bro, I swear you done put Heinz 57 in there before.
It depends on the type of noodles. So if it's chicken, either I'm going to hit it with that Texas Pete, or I'm going to hit it with, now that I'm going toward the Filipino peoples now, I've been around my biological mama. I'm going to drown it in some hot sauce, some sriracha, and some soy sauce with a poached egg. Hit every time. Now, if it's beef, that's when that ranch come in. That ranch.
And that's so nasty to me, bro.
If you just like do like a little, like that much.
And she drains the water out, most of it.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Like, who's that?
That's between me and God.
Hey!
I'm not having no watery, soupy-ass noodles.
What's sad is my grandparents never, like, when I started asking for ramen noodles, nobody in my house knew what to do with them. Because I didn't eat them. So when I first started eating them, I ate it like that. Like,
how'd you
soupy
cook them?
In a pot, and then put the packet in there with the water. It was eating it like soupy noodles. They so bad for you, bro.
I'm still alive.
They coated in wax.
Okay.
The seasoning, MSG.
You know what I've been f***ing up? Fried Spam. Rice. And eggs.
That's very Filipino.
And don't say ew, that's canned, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear it. Because a lot of y'all, let me not get started, which are out here really eating.
Hello. Now, what was your favorite Little Debbie growing up? Because I already know what you're going to say.
That motherfucking honey bun.
She will go crazy for honey bun. My favorite was a zebra cake.
Oh, yeah, because every time she came to my house, she wanted to go in my cabinets and she knew that I had them.
Yeah, she always had snack foods.
They were in there for her, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one time she had me messed up, when she bought them zebra rolls, dirty.
How about you go buy your own?
Just kidding. Because I can't enable myself.
So you come to my house and do it?
Yeah. Can't have them in my cabinet.
Yeah, I had a whole lot of snacks.
Ooh. Check the mom shorts.
Ooh.
Tell me, what song has impacted you the most in life that you just love to listen to when you're going through something or anything? While she's doing that, you guys, I'm going to read our page from the prophet. Pick a number between 1 and 90.
76.
Did we read 76, y'all? Let's see. This is the first podcast you listen to. We read a page from Khalil Gibran's The Prophet every week because this is a very, very powerful book. Each page will be like,
what is that?
You'll see. Page 76. It is not the image you would see, nor the song you would hear, but rather an image you see though you close your eyes and a song you hear though you shut your ears. It is not the sap within the furrowed bark, nor a wing attached to a claw, but rather a garden forever in bloom, and a flock of angels forever in flight. People of Orphalese, beauty is life when life unveils her holy face. But you are life, and you are the veil. Beauty is eternity gazing at itself in a mirror. But you are eternity, and you are the mirror. Do you hear what that is saying? It's very just, like, mystical. And it has like spiritual undertones. Let's see what this chapter was about.
Do 44.
We do one page a week, but I'm gonna do it since you here.
Yeah, we gotta do one for last week.
Girl, 4 weeks. 6 weeks, really. Okay.
Dang.
Then a lawyer said, "But what of our laws, master?" And he answered, "You delight in laying down laws, yet you delight more in breaking them. Like children playing by the ocean who build sand towers with constancy and then destroy them with laughter. But while you build your sand towers, the ocean brings more sand to the shore. And when you destroy them, the ocean laughs with you. Verily, the ocean laughs always with the innocent. But what of those to whom life is not an ocean, and man-made laws are not sand towers? But to whom life is a rock, and the law a chisel with which they would carve it in their own likeness? What of the cripple who hates dancers? What of the ox who loves his yoke, and deems the elk and deer of the forest stray and vagrant things? What of the old serpent who cannot shed his skin, and calls all others naked and shameless? And of him who comes early to the wedding feast, and when overfed and tired goes his way, saying that all feasts are violation and all feasters lawbreakers? What shall I say of these, save that they too stand in the sunlight, but with their backs to the sun? They see only their shadows, and their shadows are their laws." Ooh, that is a word. That is a word. I'm gonna read that again.
Okay, where was it? Okay. "What shall I say of these, save that they too stand in the sunlight, but with their backs to the sun? They see only their shadows, and their shadows are their laws. They're against themselves.
They be fighting their own demons.
And what is the sun to them but a caster of shadows?" Because when you get in that light, baby, God is going to start showing you the things in the darkness in you that has to be fixed.
Anyway.
"And what is it to acknowledge the laws, but to stoop down and trace their shadows upon the earth? But you who walk facing the sun, what images drawn on the earth can hold you? You who travel with the wind, what weather vane shall direct your course?" Because some of y'all just be willy-nilly. "What man's law shall bind you?" And I'm going to stop there. That's 44 and 45. That's what I mean by this book is very powerful. And it really is up to the eye of the beholder. Because you could have read that and got something completely different than from what I got from it. And I think that's the beauty of that book. And that's why I read a page every week. Because I'm like, people are going to interpret this so differently. If you haven't been introduced to your shadow side or even know what a shadow side is, that part would have went over somebody's head. They would have thought they just talking about wooty boom bam.
Like the shadows.
Anyway, so did you think of a song? "Dependable God" by Victor Thompson. That is the song of the week.
So guys, go check it out. "Dependable God" by Victor Thompson. It's more slow beat. It's not like the praise and worship fast beat. It's just relaxing, you know.
So if you had to give, what's the best piece of advice you ever received in your life, or something you just want to tell the beautiful bloomers?
I would say good advice is that you are seen and that you matter, and to never give up. Always go for it. You will never know how things are until you actually jump. You have to jump.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people live in that fear mindset. They're comfortable in what they are, with, you know, what they do. But you have to be uncomfortable to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Great message.
If there's a lot on your mind and you're trying to think about, should I do this? Should I do that? Do it. Don't be having that mindset of like, oh, should I go do some crazy shit? And no. If it's something about like changing your life, things like that, I say do it.
Wow. Well, thanks for being on the pod. Next episode, I will be giving you guys an update on my Lenten reflections, what I've been doing, what's been going on, things that I've learned. And yeah, it was an interesting Lent. We had Venus retrograde, Mercury retrograde. We had a lot of stuff going on in Lent, baby. I can't wait to have the babies on here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I really wanted to get them on the ship, but I don't think we're going to. So
next time.
When I come up there.
Yeah.
We're going to interview them about being little biracial kids, multiracial kids.
Oh, yeah.
In America. Yes,
they have a lot.
Yeah. Some different generations. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning back in after my little hiatus. And thank you for coming and talking about all the things.
Yes.
And being my biracial bestie. Jesus. Jesus, come into my throat and heal it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, love you guys.